Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Saita, Perik, Tess, Mishnah Aleph. Egla Rufa, Bilshoin, HaKodesh. Someone was found killed in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't know who did it. So they have to measure to see which town is the closest to the Cholol. The Cholol means the body that has been emptied of its neshama. Once we determine which is the closest town, the Zakenim of that town bring a calf. They never did any work. They bring it to a rocky valley, and they have to chop its neck from the back. That's the Egla Arufa. Then they wash their hands over the calf, and they say, Yedeinu loy shavchu es adam hazeh, veneinu loy ra'u. Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see. Then the Kohanim say, Kaper li amcha Yisrael, asher pedisa Hashem. Hashem be mechaper for Klal Yisrael, that you have redeemed. Well, titem dam naki, the care of amcha Yisrael. Don't place the guilt for spilling innocent blood in the midst of your people. V'nikaper lohem hadam. Then the blood shall be a kapara for them. This is what the Zakenim have to say. The Yedeinu l'shavchu es hadam. And the Kehanim, who say kaper l'amcha Yisrael, that has to be b'loshen HaKadosh. Once again, our Mishnah begins, Perik Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Egla Arufa. The Egla Arufa, the Parshiyos of the Egla Arufa, that has to be said both by the Zakenim and the Kehanim, but L'shoyin HaKodesh has to be in L'shoyin HaKodesh. How do I know that? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotze Cholol Ba'adama, if the Cholol will be found on the land. So the Pasuk goes on to say later, V'anu V'amru, they shall speak up and say, the Zakenim will say, Yadeinu Lo'y Shavchu Es Adam Hazeh, V'neinu Lo'y Ra'u. This same Lashon, they should speak up and say, V'anu V'amru, we have also by the Brachis and Klolois on Har Grizim and Har Eval. And just like over there, we know it was B'Lashon HaKadosh, like we discussed earlier. So B'Egla Rufa, it has to be said B'Lashon HaKadosh. Now who does this measuring? How do we measure to see which is the closest town? Zok the Mishnah Vayter. V'yatsu Zekeinecha V'Shoftecha. The Pasuk says, your Zekeinim, your elders, and your judges shall go out. U'madadu el ha'arim asher svivos ha'cholol, and they shall measure to the towns that are around the cholol. Who exactly went out? The Mishnah gives us more details. Shloisha mibezen ha'gadol shabi Yerushalayim. In other words, we're going to bring three members from the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. And they're the ones that have to do the measuring. That's all they're going to do. They're going to do the measuring. The rest of the process will be done by the local bezdin. But according to the Tanakhama, you're going to have three people from the Bez and the Gadol Shabi Yerushalayim to come down to measure, to determine which town over here has to go through this process. They're going to have to measure from where the Cholol was found to all of the nearby cities and see which one is closer. Why the Zakenim? The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, because it would have been their job to make sure that the roads are safe. Says the Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak, the Kehanim, they have to bench Klal Yisrael, Sim Sholem, that there should be Sholem. We kind of say, Kehanim, maybe you should have benched with more Kavana, and this wouldn't have happened. Rabbi Huda says, not three, rather five, Chamisha. We need five judges. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zikeinecha. Zikeinecha, Lashon Rav, means your elders. So that's at least two. It's plural, it has to be at least two. Then it says, Vishoiftecha, and your judges. That's another two. But that would mean four. We have a rule, ve'ein bezen shakel. You can't have an even number of judges. You always have to have achrei rabim lahatais. And therefore, mesif and alein, oid echad, we add one more, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda gets, that there were five who had to go out. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the parshias of the Egla Arufa that the Zakenim and Kehanim have to say as the bedaf could be b'lshayin ha'kodesh. We said that the Zakenim and the Shoiftim to go out and measure which city is the closest, according to the Tanakhama. Three Dayanim come from the Bezna Gadol Shabbi Yerushalayim, in other words, the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Huda says five. Zekinecha means two. Vishavtecha is another two, and you can't have an even Bezin. Even though here, they're not voting on anything, they're just measuring. If they're deciding whether someone's guilty or not, so we understand. If two say yes and two say no, we're in trouble. It can't be an even bezin. But over here, what's there to judge? It's a question of measuring. But that's the gzeiras hakasev. You don't have an even amount of people in a bezin. So again, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that there were five. Zekeinecha is two. Tosfos Yom Tov brings something from the Gemara. He learns from the extra vav v'shoiftecha. Could have just said zekeinecha shoiftecha. V'shoiftecha. That's to teach us from v'shoiftecha. Another two. You can't have an even amount of bezdin, so there must be one more, which would be a total of five.